Mr. Mayor, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Scott and Tim. Good to be with you this morning.
It's wonderful to hear your voice. You have been active on Twitter, and I will quote, as mayor of Buffalo, I would love to see the Blue Jays play at Salem Field. So, Mr. Mayor, make the pitch. Why does Buffalo make the most sense to host the Blue Jays this summer?
Tremendous love for the Blue Jays in Buffalo. We've been their AAA affiliate since 2013. We have flattened the curve in New York State. It's a very safe place to play. We are still a top 100 American city. So there are a lot of things to do in Buffalo, and players' families could come to our city and have a great time in the city, which is in phase four of reopening. Working very closely with Governor Cuomo, State Health Department, Erie County, County Health Department, to make sure that our residents are safe, our visitors are safe. Would be a very safe place for the Blue Jays, and some of the Blue Jays have actually played in Salem Field.
Mr. Mayor, we have different stages that the province of Ontario is in. A significant portion of the province is in stage three of the COVID reopening. Toronto, the greater Toronto area, is in stage two. So we understand what our stages are. What does phase four mean in Buffalo? I'm unclear of what that means south of the border or in New York State. What does phase four mean for Buffalo and its reopening?
So phase four means that malls are now open, restaurants are open with limited capacity. We have a social distancing plan in place in Buffalo where restaurants can also open outside facilities in their parking lots, on streets, on sidewalks. That has taken place in Buffalo. Many things that were closed are now open in Buffalo. And because of that, just about anything that a player's family or significant others would like to do in Buffalo, they can do. The zoo is open. Some of our museums are open with limited capacity. So phase four gives the public a lot of opportunities to do things and to do them safely in our community.
Byron Brown is the 62nd mayor of the city of Buffalo, and he's with us this morning on Leadoff, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Mr. Mayor, Salem Field, the old Pilot Field, Coca-Cola Field, has had some upgrades through the years. And I admit that I'm not totally brushed up on the state of the stadium right now. I know that there has been some questions about whether the light standards meet Major League guidelines. Is Salem Field prepared to host Major League Baseball? And if the answer to that question today is no, can it be prepared to host Major League Baseball in just 9 nights, which is a week Wednesday, the night that the Blue Jays are first scheduled to play a home game?
The city of Buffalo has put millions of dollars into Salem Field over the years. There's a difference, though, between even a state-of-the-art AAA stadium and a Major League Baseball stadium. We would have to do more to get the stadium up to Major League standards. The Buffalo Bisons are doing everything that they can to become a viable option for the Toronto Blue Jays. Certainly, they've been in discussions and have been working with the Blue Jays organization. And we are prepared to try to do whatever we can to make this a viable option for the Blue Jays, roll out the red carpet for the Blue Jays, and make Buffalo feel like home as the players deal with these difficult circumstances, not being able to play at the Rogers Center.
So, Mr. Mayor, I'm interested in the chronology of these events over the next 9 days. I would imagine that if some money is going to be sunk into upgrading Salem Field to make it major league ready. Whether that money is sunk in by the Bisons or the city of Buffalo or a combination of both, you're going to want some kind of commitment from the Blue Jays that they're actually going to play there if you move forward with these upgrades. What kind of conversations are you having at this point with the Toronto Blue Jays on that front?
At this point, the conversations have been exclusively between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Buffalo Bisons. It's my understanding that they have been speaking consistently. Obviously, the clock is ticking. The Blue Jays need to know where they're going to be playing. And the Bisons have made the commitment that they will work with the Blue Jays organization to do everything that they can to get Salem Field major league ready.
Do you think there is a reason so far that they have not, there's not an answer yet?
Well, you know, I can understand some of the players certainly wanting to be in a major league ballpark, wanting to play to those specifications. So I know that the team, Coach Montoyo, president, Mark Shapiro, general manager, Ross Atkins, they're listening to the players. The Players Association, that's very important that the players are comfortable where they're going to play. But I don't think there's any place in the country, if they have to play south of the border, like your promo said, that they will get more love, that they will get more support, where the community will show them more open arms than the city of Buffalo.
Mayor, if I could, I'm going to ask you one political question. It's a little bit off subject. And being from Queens, I got to know, are you a Yankee Giants? Are you a Mets Jets guy? Or have you turned into a Blue Jays Argos fan?
I will say Buffalo Bills Blue Jays.
There you go.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
You know what? And I'm gonna throw this one out there, Mr. Mayor, before we let you go. I know that the Patriots signed Cam Newton, but I am not, because I said it in April, and I'm not going to back down now. The Bills will win the AFC East in 2020. Let's hope for it.
I agree with that prediction. The Bills are winning the AFC East in 2020, no doubt about it.
Well, we wish you continued good health. Stay safe in these troubled and strange times. And if there is a reason to follow up, Mr. Mayor, we will certainly reach out and look forward to speaking to you again soon.
Thanks, Scott and Tim. You guys have a great day and stay safe, too.